Okay, yay. All right. Welcome to call number 68. I was just sharing that Ashley was going to be here with us tonight, but she has to catch a red eye, so she won't be here. But I'm going to give her a shout out right now at the beginning of the call because she'll be listening to the recording in the future. I want all of you to know that Ashley has been a huge part of creating what we're about to go through tonight and what we're about to start playing in this summer. So I want to give you some shout out cred, Ashley. All right, so this is really fun. We're a small group. We might get a couple, you know, a couple additional, but I love that we're small and intimate tonight because we can really like dive in and just like play. So just to kind of frame this a little bit. So module, as you all know, we've been like doing a total overhaul to LFP in the past infinity years, but especially the past year. And so we've taken things out, we've changed things around a bit, and now module 6 is all about exploring your purpose-driven life vision. And it's essentially one big treasure hunt. So I decided that a treasure hunt is a really fun way to frame the experience of coming out of what all of you ladies now know and have been through, the module 3, module 4, module 5 experience of like, you know, oh, I'm not my thoughts. I'm not my identity. I'm not my stories. Siri wants to play right now. I don't know why. You know, essentially like realizing that the limitations and the negative narratives and the way that we experienced reality before actually isn't true. Right. And so it like busts everything open. And then we're in this space in module 4 of self-love and module 5 of self-agency, like, you know, let's make things happen. Let's start creating our dream life. But then there's still this question of like, how though? Like, how do I actually start thinking outside the box and exploring possibilities? So module 6 is kind of this first experience that the new LFP is leading people into, and then they kind of revisit it later in module 8 and 9. So it's one big treasure hunt, and I, you know, it's life fun purpose. Of course, I had to have a treasure hunt in here somewhere. And I just love what's possible when we like, when we set down the rules, right? When we grab the crayons and we start coloring outside of the lines and we utilize play and we tap into our inner child, like the free before culture, society got to us and told us what we can or cannot do, right? That part of us that's just like super curious and really, really engaged with life and really excited about creation and all of that. So this is to help us reconnect with that. And as we've been designing module 6, kind of intermittently throughout many months, I just a couple of days ago thought, well, what a better way to create like a collaborative environment with the LFP sisters than to actually have a summer long LFP treasure hunt that helps all of us to move towards something that's meaningful for us and something that we want to, you know, be up to. And do so in a way that is like summer camp, where there's some little bit of structure around it, but you know me, like the structure is going to be really fun and hopefully interesting and productive. And then kind of roll this out in a few phases and see what happens when we participate in this and when each of you kind of take this out into the world or into your own worlds and start to go on a treasure hunt for your, for something that you want to be, do, or have. So then we're going to report back on the next call and the following call. So July and August, we'll come back together if you can. Please block off the last Thursday evening of July and August. And we'll share notes. We'll share notes in the LFP Facebook group, of course, but on the next couple of calls, we'll share notes. What did we learn? This is a way for me to learn like what was fun for you ladies, new ideas, things that you came up with, ways that you integrated this into your lives, that then with your permission, I might then integrate into LFP module 6, and kind of beta test stuff with you, right? Not on you so much as with you insofar as what are some really, really fun ways that we can expand possibilities, get super messy, play around, and move towards something that may not necessarily feel tangible yet, or maybe even like, I don't know, realistic yet. So that's the context around this, this whole treasure hunt thing. And, so tonight there's a workbook. We'll be doing probably two or three interactive activities that I'll facilitate. I swear to God, Siri, if you pop up one more time, does anybody know how to turn Siri off? That's treasure hunt number one. It's like the first thing on the thing. So we're going to dive into some fun stuff in a second here. But first, let's do intro round as we love to do so that we can all tune in with each other. Let's do name, location. How are you feeling? And something goofy or quirky about yourself that we don't know about you yet. Name, location, how you feeling? Something goofy or quirky that we don't know about you. All right. Who's up to start? Ren. I'll volunteer you.
That's so fair. I'm trying to think and it's not working.
Full moon, once again.
Okay, so I'm Ren. I am just outside of Rockford, Illinois. I'm doing really good tonight. Got my cat. And I'm really not sure what's goofy or quirky that you don't already know.
Touche. Touche. Ren's been in the tribe for some time and very, very active as much as she could be for the first couple of years. So we know a lot about each other.
I'm really not sure. I kind of am goofy and quirky and does that count?
I would say yes. Yeah. Maybe. Okay. So we'll keep moving around the circle, but then I'll come back to you, Ren, and see if anything has come up for you, like anything specific.
Okay, that's fair.
All right. Jasmine. Hi, welcome.
Hey, everyone. It's so good to see you, Ren. I'm Jasmine. I'm in Northwest New Jersey. I'm feeling physically tired today, but it's okay. Could be because I'm pregnant. Could just be because it's warm. I'm not sure, but I took a lot of rest time today. And it was really nice. I took a nap in the middle of the day with the kids. I napped, fell asleep after dinner for 45 minutes, and I just rested all day long. So my body just needed to slow down today. And goofy or quirky? I'm sure I have plenty of these things. The first thing that came to mind was that I need my feet like a cat or like an animal, like at night. I rub them on top of one another. And if like Joel is next to me, I like rub my foot like up, like along his calf, like just over and over, like almost like, I don't know. It's a thing I've always done, like just my whole life. Like when I get into bed, I just like constantly do this thing with my feet. That's weird. I don't know. Quirky. That's the first thing that came to mind.
Awesome goofy quirk. I love that.
And my daughter has never seen me do that, and she does it. So there was one day when Joel was like, look what she's doing with her feet. Look at that. It's genetic. So yeah, that's, yeah, quirky. I don't know. That's what came to mind.
Great one. I love that. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm telling them about my feet, like, kneading. Joel just walked in and he like gave me like,
what kind of call are you on?
Yeah. He's like, it's okay, it's normal. I'm just like, rolled his eyes.
Awesome. Thank you. Mia. Hi.
Hello. Welcome. Hi, everyone. I'm Mia. I'm in Georgia. Nice to see. Yeah, Jasmine, I remember you from last month or 2 months ago. Oh, 2 months ago.
Wow. I know. Crazy.
I'm feeling, really, really good. Just a lot of exciting things happening. So just full, like, brrr, you know, like everything. I'm like running around like a crazy person. Mm-hmm. And something funny or goofy. I don't know. I mean, I love taking walks, and even in the neighborhood, and what I do, when I'm walking, I'm always talking to myself, and I'm always answering back, and a lot of conversations happen when I'm walking alone, and I'm just, like, praying the neighbors are not looking out the window and seeing this crazy person, because, you know, like, when I start talking, I don't know if I'm moving my hands or, like, moving my face a lot. But yeah, so I really do talk out loud. It's like the only way to do it, you know, so I do that a lot.
I love it. That's great. Thankfully, maybe with modern technology, a lot of people use earbuds, so maybe it just looks like you're using your earbuds.
I think I'm on the phone.
Yeah, nothing to see here. Yeah. I love that. Awesome. Who else is a talker out louder to themselves or
me too. All the time.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. On that note, hi Layla. Welcome.
Hey. How are you guys?
So glad you're here.
Me too. I haven't been on an LFP meeting in months, and I'm just so excited to see you, Fawn, and to see everybody else. And it's nice to meet you, Mia. I'll be on camera next time. I'm sorry. I'm not on today. Can you guys hear me okay, by the way? Is there an echo?
Yeah. Nope, you're great.
Good. So I'm Layla. I'm in San Diego, California. I'm feeling very tired, but also really excited. My husband and I have some fun stuff plans coming up, travel plans and some fun work things, but I'm also very tired because we're transitioning at work and trying some new things, and like I'm overworked, and but I know it's temporary, so it's not too bad. It's just today is one of the more tiring days as we transition. Mm-hmm. So I know what this felt like before, and I know that if I stay ahead of myself, I can, or if I stay organized, I can, you know, get back to a balance again. So a little tired. And then I don't know, a quirky thing about me. Like, I think the quirkiest thing about me, Mia said, like, I talk to myself all the time. Like when I'm trying to figure things out, I do that. But I don't want to take hers. I think the only other thing I can think of is like, if I'm at home and I'm eating dinner, like, I just don't like to talk to anybody. Like, my husband always wants to like talk and hang out during dinner, and I love talking to him, and I don't mind going out to eat with him. But if I'm at home, all I want to do is wear comfortable clothes, sit in front of the TV, and not talk to anyone. It's like meditative for me. It's when I clear my head. So like, I think that's, you know, it's like a little quirk, but it's something I do every single day, unless I'm going out to dinner or I'm eating with everyone. I know there's weirder things about me. I just can't think of anything else right now.
That's a great one.
Yeah, that's my answer.
That's a great one. So now we know when we're all at a retreat together and we're hanging out that Layla's going to be, she's going to be eating in silence and frost. Mia's going to be talking to herself, and Ren's just going to be chewy, and Jasmine's going to be like...
We already know each other's weird habits.
Exactly.
Fawn, exactly. I want to know one of your weird habits, quirks.
Oh, yes. Two came to mind spontaneously. So what I was going to say first is that, well, I'm like, what do you guys not know about me that's like quirky and weird? There's actually a fair amount, believe it or not, even though you've all known me for like a while. One of the things that I don't talk about, especially in this group at all, but now I don't give a shit, is that I'm obsessed with aliens. I'm obsessed with like the extraterrestrial life and like crashed UFOs and alien abductions and like what is going on at Area 51, all of that stuff for like 7 years of my life in my 20s. And I had to like back out because I was like, those rabbit holes are way too deep. I'm like, I need to get out of here. I was like obsessed, you guys. I would watch like all the documentaries and like I had alien stuff all over my apartment. My friends were like, what are you doing? So that's the first one. And the second thing that just came to mind, based on Layla's share, is ever since I was like, for as long as I can remember, you guys, I can't handle the sound of eating. Like when people are next to me and they're like eating, like especially if they're eating something loud or crunchy or with their mouth open, like it triggers, this sounds so crazy, it triggers like an actual like fury. It's not even just annoying. I'm just like, what the? And I thought I was a weirdo for so long, which I am. But then my friend sent me this article, this like genetic study that there's actually like a gene that a certain percentage of the population can't stand hearing the sound of eating. Like it does, it like triggers something. So there's like a term for it, like a name for it. And I have that. So like my friends, my family, whenever we're having meals together, most people know to like have music on or know that I will put music on to like cloak the sound of the eating. So it's not as bad as it used to be, but it's still like, dude, do you hear yourself?
So how do you eat yourself? I mean, you can really hear that.
I'm like, I don't know. I try to eat like quietly and mindfully, I think, but I don't really, it's not so much this as it is that. Anybody else in my sonic range?
My husband has that. And
does he?
He does. I will not eat cereal anywhere around him if I can help it. Because he's called me at, oh my God, we have to have the TV on, and which we prefer to do anyway, just to like de-stress and relax and whatever anyway. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we have to have something on to distract him from my eating sounds. And sometimes it still bothers him. And I'm like, and every time he calls me on it, I'm like, but I like the way I chew my food. It's like, there's actually a reason. I don't realize it until he says something. There's a reason I eat things the way I do. It's so dumb, but.
No, God bless our partners. I mean, Ron Hell, yeah, poor thing. Like, sometimes I'll just be like, like, you know. It's terrible. Yeah, so I'm not alone, but it is a goofy quirk. Awesome. That was fun. Maybe we'll do that for every intro round. I really like that game. Okay, so let's talk about treasure hunts. As you all know, LFP is as much as it is about discovering yourself as it is about revealing the self that's always been within, as much as it's about creating yourself from anew, from scratch. And I got this fanny pack a couple of weeks ago that says invent yourself. I saw this at the mall, weird, I know. I saw this and I was like, I really like that. The combination of those words, invent yourself. There's like, it encapsulates so much. And I just, when I looked up the definition of invent, it's to like design or create something new from nothing. And I like that because the nothing part of it, it's not that we're nothing and we're starting from nothing. And yet at the same time, when we let go of our stories and when we let go of our preconditioned paradigms and we let go of what we thought was possible before, you know, about ourselves or about life, and we open up to this realm of possibility of like, I actually don't know what I'm capable of. And that's really exciting. Or I don't know what the possibilities are. I want to find out. That's really exciting. So to create or design something from nothing, I'm speaking to this in like the most possible positive way, where when we can come into the world with childlike wonder and that like newness of curiosity and, you know, just tinkering around and putting things together and doing things without the, like, all the noise around, like, oh, what will people think, or right or wrong, or is this stupid, or is this crazy, like all that shit, right? As kiddos, hopefully we don't have a lot of that going on. And there is kind of this like nothingness underneath what we explore and how we explore it as kiddos. So I think invent yourself is going to become one of the things. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to weave into LFP, but I really appreciate the, like, I don't know, the, I guess, semantics of it, the semantics of it. So, and that's what module 6 and the treasure hunt are really all about, is let's now forget who we thought we were and who we thought we were capable of, and try on new things in new ways, and have an experience of what it can look like when we bring in unconditional love and fun and play, right? I like release expectation, release self-judgment, release, got to get it right, got to get it done by X date, etc. And just really, really play like we would at summer camp, right? Like we would go on a treasure hunt at summer camp. Now, I do realize that there's an element of this that's kind of like friendly competition, right? Like a treasure hunt, like you have the map and it's like, okay, and trying to like, you know, discover the thing before the other team, which is cool. And I encourage that in whoever wants to participate in this, like expanding your possibilities treasure hunt for the summer. But there's like literally no like at all aspect of like pass fail or, you know, like keep the competition within the like friendly range. Don't be that kid at summer camp that's like, you know, trying to beat everybody. I know I don't have to say that, but it's kind of fun. So the first question that I'm going to, and I'll put this in the chat, that I'm going to invite you ladies to consider in the space of anything is possible, in the space of you're a kiddo at summer camp. So this isn't something, well, it can be actually, but like something, I was going to say something serious or something that's like really, no, Siri, not serious, not Siri. Yeah. Something that would be really, you know, fun or enjoyable for you to be, do, experience, or have by the end of the summer, and explore the question of like, what would you love to be, do, experience, or have by the end of the summer, and explore that. Just, we're going to sit with it for a minute. I'll set a timer here. Explore it from the perspective of without logistics, without, you know, I can't, or how could I ever, or whatever, just like, just see what drops in for you when you're like, in the next couple of months, what would be awesome? What would be really, would be wonderful? And it can be something like, I want to buy a house, or it can be something like, I want to bring in my soulmate. That's totally fine. As long as you're able to hold it in a container of fun, play, treasure hunt kind of vibes, right? If it feels more serious than that container can hold, then maybe try on something else. So let me just drop this in the chat real quick. Actually, I'll do a screen share real quick here. I'll just keep it up on the screen. Also, ladies, look at these beautiful new workbook covers that Mia is helping me design.
Wow, it's so pretty.
Those are gorgeous.
I love that.
That is awesome.
Pick the final gorgeous ones? No, I haven't picked the final ones, but I picked the one that I thought was super fun for tonight. Yeah, Mia's been an incredible creative partner on the new LFP branding and workbook stuff. Yeah. All right. So our question is here. I'm going to give it a minute and a half. If something drops in and it feels like a, oh yeah, totally, that's the thing, awesome, continue sitting and seeing to see if anything else drops in. So what would I really love to be, do, experience, or have by the end of the summer? And at this point, I have no plan or clue as to how I pull it off. So that's kind of the second part of this is like, eh, I don't really know yet how I would do it. And I'll stop the timer. Go for 30 more seconds. Raise your hand if you'd like another minute. Okay, we'll do another minute. Raise your hand if you'd like another 30 seconds. Yeah. All right, we got our thoughts down, ladies. We need some more time. You good? Okay. Beautiful. So let's do some sharing here. I'm excited to hear what came up for you. I had a huge, something really unexpected drop in. I mean, that was a good time. I'll share that. I'll share last. Who would like to go first? Jazz, thank you.
So looking at like a couple different containers, like I had to almost like look at a couple different containers to feel out what might be really fun or feel like play, because everything is so different right now. Like everything I normally do, I can't do, just physically. So when I started to like look at, like when I first thought about fun and play, I thought about like vacation and traveling and the things that I normally do on travel. And, a lot of it's usually centered around like hiking, backpacking, camping. And, we love that, but, I can't carry the kids right now, so it'd have to be with Joel, which makes it like then I got into logistics, like, okay, then we'd have to like find a babysitter. So I was like, okay, scratch that. And then it was like, okay, well, vacation with like just friends. So one of the things was like what might felt like play or fun to experience would be like just a getaway with a couple good friends, just somewhere that like was just a plain like beach getaway. Because like I'll just be like a beached whale, like laying out, sunning myself. That's about all I'm gonna have capacity for. I tried hiking the other day. We did like 7.5 miles and I did it. It was my max. And I realized that I should really like slow down. So that was like fun, but a little bit melancholy at the same time, because it's just like putting me in check again. And then I was like, okay, well, like what else is like in my tank? And it's like some of the things that I like to like in general do is just transform. So like transform anything. So then I was like, oh, projects. I love projects. So then like a couple fun like projects came up. One being like completely switching my son's room in the office. And then I get to like completely design the office and workspace like from scratch. Like that would be really fun. I thought about my mom's house, but that's not fun. It's just rewarding for like building the relationship, continuously building that relationship and like helping her. So like I scratched that off. And then honestly, I wrote down foundations because I started working mm-hmm. through the foundations the last couple of days. And like, it's been really fun and it's felt like play and it's been fun to like journal. And it's like really in my wheelhouse right now to like have the thing that I choose to do with my time be something that I want to move in the direction of, but also that's like physically not demanding, because it helps me have something really like real and tangible, but not like physically active that I can fill my time with. That's fun because it has definitely been more challenging not being able to like go out for a run or like go to a game or just literally take the kids on a walk. Like I can't even take the kids on a walk in the morning together. I can, but it's just a lot shorter. So I didn't have one thing. The thing that I like thought would be most fun is just, I don't know, foundations was like number one. I wrote number one and then the office was number two. I don't know if that counts. I don't know.
Awesome. Yeah. And when Jasmine says foundations, she's officially going through the foundations coach training program that I ran live last year. And then now is like something that people can take and study from and learn how to become coaches. So she's officially doing it.
Yeah. It's great. Yay.
Yay. Yeah. Yay. Is there anything specific about foundations that feels like, and there doesn't have to be, but anything that has it feeling fun or play or just like a good fit for this?
Well, I think cause it was like summer, it like felt like it was something that I like end of summer was like a good goal, but also I think just like gives me touch points along the way of all the things I think or feel. It's just like a constant like pulse, like running through my process that helps, if that makes sense. Like it feels like it's like pumping blood. Like it's like pumping energy into that system. Like I feel like there's like a lot of different systems in my life that revolve around different things. And that like is like the pulse right now around coaching. So beautiful. That's been fun.
Cool. Yay. Yeah. And like the consistency of it and like knowing that you're dropping into that for like a couple of months.
Yeah. Yeah. And it gives me, I mean, I think I've just noticed that it gives me like the structure just gives me the time to sit and like play with it. Like the other day I had 2 hours blocked out to like listen to a call and then journal, but I ended up like journaling first and journaling for 2 hours. And like, I've never journaled for 2 hours. ever. I know. So like, it was like fun because like, as I was journaling, I like came up with questions and I looked things up, and then like, I just like had different thoughts and like had things that came up that felt like really clear. And I like highlighted, and you know, there's maybe like that teacher part in me or that like writing part of me that I enjoy that I just don't get to do very often. And it's just like an outlet for like written expression too. Cause I so rarely do that unless I'm journaling, and my journaling is usually, you know, 5 minutes in the morning or something light. And it was, that's just been fun.
That's awesome. So it's like holding space for you to like engage with whatever's coming up as you go through and then like write, which is something that you enjoy doing.
Yeah. It was actually harder to think about things that would be fun in play, because everything that I came up with that was like fun and play was either like active that I can't do right now, or like wasn't like a summer long thing. It was like, well, fun and play could just be like little experiences with friends or like, you know, planning this here or there. But it was like hard to think of in the context of 8 weeks, what could be fun, like as like a scavenger hunt type thing. Yeah. So
awesome.
That had a little bit more length to it.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Yay. All right. Thanks for that. That's great. I love, I think I've mentioned this before, but when I took one of Ty Lopez's trainings, Lord knows how long ago, 6 years ago or something, something that he taught that he learned from his mentors is this concept of the integrated life, and where like your work and study and play and, you know, all of these things, life, fun, and purpose, like begin to really fuse together and feel really harmonious and feel really cohesive. And I love that, you know, Foundations is a part of your personal and professional growth. And also it's something that is allowing for you to like, like feel these positive experiences around with fun and play and expression and creativity and like that. I love integration. I just love when it's like, yeah, multiple things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Jazz.
Welcome.
Yeah. Who would like to go? Let's see. Okay. Then let's take a break. How about you, Mia?
So there are several things that came to mind, and none of them tick all the your criteria, like, but, so they're kind of, you know, all out of the box a little bit. So I'll just share, you know, and then.
Awesome.
So one is actually an idea that came to me last week, and it's something that I'm envisioning for next year. So it's not going to happen. I know, like, you're like, don't be realistic, but I'm like, I really want this to happen. And right now it doesn't, I'm like, I don't know how I would pull it off, but.
Cool.
I'm envisioning for, this for next year. What I want to do is to do a road trip across America. So like from Georgia, driving out west to California, and maybe up to Seattle. I mean, I've never driven across the country before, and I feel like it would be a great way to explore the country. I mean, I've lived now so long outside of the U.S. that I'm like, I haven't even explored, you know, my own country. So I want to do that. And also maybe along the way, I'll find, you know, my place, because I haven't found that yet. And the idea that came was that, so I want to call it Paint Across America. Like, so I do these murals, I paint murals, and I want to, like, you know, along the drive, find, I don't know, different like homeless shelters or women's shelters or animal shelters that could really use beautiful murals. And I would just like go through and paint across America, just paint murals along the way. So that's my, and by then I hopefully will have a dog. So I'll drive across the country with my dog. So that, that brings me to the next one, which is, it's actually more realistic than not. I guess the idea of having a dog came to me 2 months ago. It was right, actually exactly 2 months on the full moon. It was the pink moon that it just became a reality in my head. Even though before that, it was like, I can't have a dog until I have my farm, you know, my vision of living on a farm. I'm like, right now is not the time. I don't even have, my own place, really. You know, I'm just kind of in transition. But for some reason on that day, it was pink moon, it came so clearly, like, now is the time, like, it's okay, like, now is the time. So the last couple of months I've been like just on, you know, Pet Finder all every day, like, and trying to, and so I'm telling you, it's so hard to find, like, when that, I mean, they're just, they're like, because especially because I need one that's hypoallergenic. So then it's like they're like hot commodities. So, you know, like you can't find them. I mean, one time I went to the shelter when they were opening, and it turned out like there was a Shih Tzu, you know, that was like up for adoption. I had no idea. Like people were waiting outside, like in a line, and it turned out a guy had camped overnight in the parking lot so he could be the first in line. So I'm like, wow, this is the kind of competition out there. So I guess it's gonna be a while, but I have a feeling the right one will come, you know, like, and I probably will start fostering first. I have an appointment this Saturday, so yeah, in 2 days to go to the shelter. And I'm also going to actually be talking to them about possibly painting a mural for them. So everything is
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's, and then the third part thing that came, again, it's not going to be this year, but I really want to go to Peru and do an ayahuasca ceremony. Mm. Like, that's what I really feel like. I did one a few years ago, but it was with Santo Daimes. It's like the Catholic part of it, of Brazilian. It was amazing, but I really want to try the shamanic route, you know, like with the tradition. So, yeah. Mm. That's what I really want to experience in the near-ish future.
Oh my gosh. So hell, like, it's like triple hell yes. That is, I love it. Wow. Oh, paint across America. What an adventure.
Yeah, so later on, if you guys have connections to shelters, if they need, you know, let me know once I...
Wow, so cool. And yay for the doggo. Like, yeah. I'm so excited for you. Yeah, that's amazing. Isn't it amazing, ladies, when, like, we get that, oh, it's a yes now.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. It's just like, yeah, it's okay, literally, it's time.
Like a switch, you know, like a switch was like turned, flipped. It was crazy.
Wow. Oh, that's so amazing. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, I love all of that. And the integration, I can, you know, there's integration there too. Not that that's the theme of the night or anything, but it's like the dog and the painting. And then maybe you're like in Peru with the dog and your painting. I'm like, no, just kidding. I have a couple great connections with the Shipibo shaman in the Amazon. Let's talk. Feel free to reach out to me about that. I'd love to.
Oh, amazing.
Chat about it. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Ren, what came up for you?
I've already got a ton of projects and stuff going on as usual, so it's hard to figure this out. It's okay. So I've already...
You sure you want a dog, Mia? Just kidding.
And we're getting a King Koso puppy next month. So, yeah, I'm a glutton for punishment. But we feel bad because she hasn't had a dog to play with, and she really needs a dog to play with.
Yeah.
So, glutton for punishment. We're gonna do it. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be awesome once the puppy grows up.
Right. Aww.
So that's next month, and we're taking a trip to Tennessee next month, in part for a wedding that we're going to that my husband is in, and in part to visit our property and pick where we want to put our house.
That's so exciting.
Which I think we know where we're going to put it, but I mean, we have to really explore the property. It's 18 acres. We've seen it once in person.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm super excited about that, but I mean, okay, so like, and that leads into another thing. It's like, how the fuck are we going to get the money to get, he's already figured out like all of the logistics of how much money we're going to need and like how we can do the thing. We just need to figure out how we're going to fund it.
Mm-hmm.
And we would prefer to do that before we sell this house because we don't know where the fuck we would move in the meantime.
Right.
Plus there's the job issues and anyway, all kinds of logistical issues. So it's like, ideally, $150,000 would take care of just about everything. And then, you know, if we sold the house, then we would have, like, extra and we could, like, finish off everything and not have a mortgage when we moved.
Mm-hmm.
That would be phenomenal. He's thinking maybe we can pull that off in about 5-ish years. And I'm going, and but at the same time, he's frustrated because he wants to do it now. And I'm like, I want to support that. And I'm like, you know, if my theory is correct, I don't have allergy issues out there like I do up here. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. We just need mm-hmm. cash. So it's like, that's like the big hairy goal. And I'm like, I don't even know how to begin to wrap my head around how to do that.
Cool. That's what tonight's workbook's going to help you with.
I hope so. And then there's another thing, my personal big project for the summer, which I've already started on. So I kind of know most of the pieces, but there's one piece that I struggle with still. The project itself is the back to school gift box. yeah. With my marshmallow puppy play date. It's featuring marshmallow puppy watercolors, and it's like a couple of folders, a notebook, you know, some school supply stuff, you know, all in a gift box. I've already figured out how much it's going to cost to produce, so I know how much to charge. I figured out an upgrade option, which I haven't even started on yet, obviously, because I haven't finished creating all of the art for it yet. So I'm still putting together the prototype even. But all of that part is the easy part because I do that shit.
Right.
The harder part, actually selling it. That part, I'm trying to like share my progress and everything and get people excited about it. But overall, realistically, I have no fucking clue how I'm going to, and I want to sell at least 10 of them, ideally. Honestly. Okay. Yeah, that, you know what? Yeah, I want to sell at least 10 of them, just straight up. And each one is intended to be profitable from the get-go. So the way I've priced it and put everything together, each one is intended to already be profitable. But yeah, cool. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
Love it. Yes. Ren, thank you so much for speaking your hairy audacious goals, like, you know, like, this sounds absolutely banana sandwiches, I have no idea, and this is what would be great, like, right. Yes, that's the game we're playing here. That's awesome. Yes, and so this is perfect. This is, I'm like, I'm not gonna say anything because we're about to go into it, but if you can hold both of those, the like, how am I going to come up with 150,000, and the creating and selling 10 of your back to school gift boxes, if you can hold those in a space of, well, while I'm at it, I'm gonna have fun doing this, I'm gonna have fun like working toward these, right? Then yeah, these are kind of perfect.
That is because if it's not fun, I'm not gonna want to do it again. And I've been wanting to make like school supplies back to school gift box kind of thing for a long time.
I remember you mentioning this. Yeah.
Yes. And it's finally like, it's finally, the print on demand world is finally at a point where I don't have to order 100 of everything.
Bulk, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can order smaller inventory.
Right. I can. And I haven't explored the pricing on that yet, but at least for the prototype and to try to get some legs under this thing, I want to do the print on demand first to see if I can do it.
Right.
And hopefully I won't lose interest once I find out I can do it, so I can keep doing
Honesty. That is honesty right there, sisters. I appreciate that so much. Like, wait, the challenge is gone? Moving on. This isn't stressing me out until 3 in the morning anymore. Moving on. Awesome. Thank you, Ren. Beautiful. And Layla, I'm not sure if you're back with us, but I'd love to hear what came up for you.
I am. Thank you. Yay. I just have a quick question for Ren, because I was away when you talked about the house.
Yeah.
Where do you want to move?
We bought some property just outside of Spring City, Tennessee. It's 18 acres of mountainside property. So right now it's nothing but trees and rocks.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Okay, yeah. So you want to build a property there. Okay, yeah. We'll talk more about that later. I think that's so exciting, though. Yeah,
I'm so happy for you guys. Excited. It's like, I'm like low-key excited because like it's not happening yet, so I don't want to get excited yet. But we have the property, and that's exciting, so we're going to spend some time on it next month.
Sounds amazing. Okay, yeah. Cool. Thank you. I was just curious. Thank you.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. Everyone's visions were really specific. I feel like mine wasn't specific enough. So, I'd like to know, Fawn, if I should get more specific, and if so, what your recommendation is, or anyone else. Okay. But, I like this activity because most of the time when I'm thinking about what I want to do, I begin with like all the tasks, right? Like, I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I got to find my passport. I got to do this. I got to get vaccinated. And I don't think about, like, I don't begin asking myself, what would I love to do? Or in this case, like, experience or have, right? Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to add this to my like weekly routine or daily routine when I begin my day. So thank you for this.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. It's a good, like a nice journaling activity for mm-hmm. my setting my intention. So thank you. Mm. So I just kind of answered that question one by one. So, number one is I'd love to be free of concern, be creative, and just running full force wildly into what I want and what I love. Mm-hmm. And as most of you know, that's travel. And it's also like running my business with my husband that I'm like obsessed with. So, when I leave, like travel has, as everyone I'm sure agrees, is like, there's so many amazing things about checking out something new. For me, I'm a full-time digital nomad, so I'd love to go somewhere for an extended period of time. And thankfully I have, with my work, I can do that. And one of the reasons why I love it so much is that, as much as I love my hometown in San Diego, as much as I love my family and friends here, but one thing I love about being remote and being in a different place is that like, I consider myself very sensitive. And when people give me their opinions or when I have influence around me that conflicts with what my heart wants, it's very difficult for me to, set boundaries around that and just like listen to what I want. And when I'm away, I'm really in tune with what I want, what I'm obsessed with. Yeah. So like, I really want to be on the roads again. With the second part to be, I feel inclined to be in a beautiful tropical place again. right. Maybe Yalapa, or I was just talking to Fawn about going to Mexico. I'd really love to be in a beautiful tropical place again.
Right here.
I just love the like village kind of like small town, you know, kind of vibe, you know, definitely a place with reliable internet, because that's a deal breaker with my work, which I may pick Fawn's brain about later. And, you know, a place where like I know everyone and I can walk everywhere and say hi to everyone. What I'd love to do is the work that I love, growing that in full force. And when I'm away, when I'm out of San Diego, when I'm out of my hometown, that's when I do that the best. It should be internal, but it's just so easy for me to do that when I'm inspired with the culture around me and just seeing different stuff all the time. While I explore beautiful places. So like growing my work in full force while exploring beautiful places and outdoor stuff on the weekends, or my time off. That's kind of my form of self-care. Because I do work really, really, really hard through the week, and sometimes weeks at a time, sometimes weekends at a time. But when I do the self-care in that way, I do it really hard. So, and I love it. And then the explore part is I love to explore new places, new ideas, new people, new languages, and new food. So I don't know if that was specific enough, but I just try to go with my heart and answer those questions one at a time.
Beautiful. How does it feel to have spoken that out loud?
Really good. Yeah.
Yay.
Really good. Yeah. I don't, awesome. I don't feel that way all the time. It feels really good to, I mean, I feel good most of the time, but to say it like that is really, really good. Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm like at a 15. Yeah.
Awesome. Hell yeah. Oh my God. I love that. Yeah. I am loving how you are honoring your thrive mode, Layla, like in what you shared, you're like, I know this lights me up and brings me alive and I love it. And this is what aligns me and this is what doesn't. And I'm, you know, like, that was gorgeous. Like, go back and listen to the recording. And that was right, ladies. Like, it was like, whew, like pointing toward the sun, the sunflower, like, ah! Amazing. Yes.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing all of that. Yeah,
thanks for letting me share, like giving me a, giving all of us a space to share.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly like, and I love the aspect of it that's like, I'm not sure what it looks like yet. I'm not sure exactly the, you know, the place necessarily, or the kind of details or how it's going to show up and manifest. There's, I love that because you know, you have your compass, right? And you have a map of sorts, like, it's an analogy, but in your, you're ready and excited to take action and start moving. And with your compass and a little bit of a map, like that's all you need to, no matter where you go, right? You have these like parameters that are pointing you toward your thrive mode, which is totally what this is all about. So yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And yes, come down to your Lapa.
Yeah, oh my gosh. We just got back from Austin, so I'm really energized and just so excited to go to the next thing. Because, you know, we've been home with COVID and that's what we needed to do. And, you know, now it's, things are opening up. I'm just, oh, so excited. So yeah, thank you. Thank you for saying all of that. And that's a good idea about going back and listening to the recording. I love that idea. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. All of you, really, I encourage you to go back and listen to the recording and like listen to yourself and see what else might come up or see what else might like emerge from just hearing yourself. And that there's so much power in that. Siri, I swear to God. Okay. Siri is my, oh, I keep saying her name. That's probably not a good idea. S is my teacher this evening. S is my Buddha tonight. Okay. So thank you, ladies, for those shares. That was absolutely gorgeous. What came up for me, and I didn't plan anything before doing, I never plan anything before exercise-wise, like what I'm going to say, because I want to participate. When I do, I want to participate like in the moment, like you ladies do. Surprisingly, what dropped in for me was my website, which was not what I was thinking was going to happen at all. My website has felt like this 5-year-long arduous situation that I have hired somebody to help me with, that somebody is now like just like, and I'm bottlenecking everything because it needs to be a true and authentic expression of who I am and what I represent, and it's going to take forever to do that, and I have all this shit. So thankfully my web designer is also my best friend, and you know, so a great counselor and coach of sorts, helping me figure out like, why is this such a behemoth? But so for it to have dropped in for this exercise, I'm like, you, what are you doing? This is about fun and play and the summer, which is like 8 weeks. That's 8 weeks away and not very, you know, far from now. And then, but I felt how, this is like so obvious, right? I felt a shift in how that project, my energy around the project, my desire, my like feelings around it completely changed when it dropped into the container of fun and play as like a treasure hunt. And this is really exciting because I've been blocked on this for a really long time. So like, this is going to be my treasure hunt project. I thought it might be something else, but I think I'm going to just see what can unfold here. Cause if I'm not taking it seriously, right? If it's not like, oh God, gotta write the best copy so that I get the right sales conversions and all that bullshit, then it's not that big of a deal. You can tell I have like such a great relationship with my website project, right?
I'm calling right now.
What, Ren?
I feel a bit called out right now with my own website.
We all have our versions, I think, right? Like we all have, well, not every, I don't want to make assumptions, but I, in my experience, a lot of people have that thing that's like the thing. It's like, oh God. It's like the pile of laundry in the corner under the blanket. So yeah, I mean, that's going to be my treasure hunt project. And I'm excited about it. I really am. If I lift off all of the like serious, like website-y, I don't even know what the energy is, but I'm excited to play and create whatever happens, and it can always change and it's fine. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. Sounds so obvious. The thing that I thought might come through, and this, I'll share this tomorrow on my Facebook Live update, but you guys, we got 15 acres. Ron Hell just bought a second piece of property up in the mountains, and we're going to start building the retreat center. So excited. So excited. I went up there yesterday to look at the new property. Siri, I swear to God, to look at the new property and walk around in the jungle, and it's unbelievable. Like, I can't even believe that this is actually starting to happen. It's amazing. So I'll share more tomorrow on my Facebook Live, but that's what I thought was going to be the thing. But obviously that already has like fun and play surrounding it. So the website, I think, needs the fun space. Okay. So let's dive into, so what does this all mean now that we've identified our be, do, experience, and or have desire by the end of the summer. Let me zoom out of this a little bit here. Okay, so a little bit of, oh my God, Siri, a little bit of, can you guys hear her? A little bit of context here in terms of the how behind it. And I spoke to like, this is about fun, this is about play, this is about moving towards something without necessarily knowing at all any part of it or how you're going to go about it. And again, I'm so excited to be able to like distill this into this three-part treasure hunt, this module six stuff, because we've put a lot of energy, thought, consideration, perspective into the module six, like what is in there specifically to facilitate these possibilities opening up and manifesting. So these aspects here that I'm just going to go through quickly with you ladies, like these are really like evidenced. I've tried them on. Ashley and I have played with them, and they're also in my experience really, 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 really helpful to to get out of our own paradigms, to get out of our own like realms of identity or experience or what we think is possible. So the first thing is awareness and presence, which you are all very familiar with my like emphasis on how important this is in life, if not the most important thing. So dropping back in, if you haven't been, dropping back into your magical morning practice, weaving in what makes you feel good, what helps you feel good, journaling, a little bit of meditation or consciousness awareness practice, etc., you know, upbeat music. I love that Layla was speaking to utilizing the prompt as, you know, a journaling exercise. What would I really, really, really love? You know, what would be wonderful? So awareness and presence, again, that kind of speaks to the invent yourself part of this, like creating or designing something from nothing. So when we're aware and when we're present, it's a space where it's like newness is possible. New ideas, new insights, new creative nudges can come through when we're aware and present versus when we're like in our head and we're thinking about the past, the future, or our preconceived notion of what's possible. So practicing presence and awareness as frequently as possible, tapping into the newness and the freshness of every moment. A great book for that is The Power of Now. A great practice for that is, I've mentioned this before, my tried and true sticky note practice of putting the words wake up on sticky notes and putting them everywhere, or reminders in your phone just to like wake up into the present moment. Curiosity and openness. So approaching life, approaching every single day with a newness, with a freshness, with a nothingness in a sense where you are, what's possible today? You're right. What might I be able to X, Y, or Z that, you know, would be fun or would feel playful, etc. And I have examples that I'm going to have you ladies do. I have 4 weeks of treasure hunty stuff for you to drop into. But the curiosity and the openness is, again, it's kind of part of that awareness and that presence of, instead of superimposing our preconceived notions of what we're capable of or what, you know, how things are going to look or how they're going to happen, you know, I'm not sure how this is going to happen. I'm going to take action this week for the theme of the week and see what comes up. Quiet time and journaling. So there's a bit about this later on in the workbook. So the really cool thing about new ideas and insight is it's kind of part, well, three things. It's part novel food, right? So learning things, experiencing new things, considering new things. So there's like, okay, kind of an input related thing to coming up with fresh ideas, new ideas, you know, inspirations, etc. And then there's also this quiet space. So we're out in the world, we're doing the things. And then as you all have in one way or shape or form spoken to this evening, like having the quiet time for this all to kind of do whatever it does, right? And I think of a garden, you plant the seeds and then, I mean, I literally run Hell's garden is incredible. And actually, this is a side note I didn't think I was going to share, but I visited Bartolito's grave yesterday because it's on the property where we buried him. And I spent some time with him there. And the flowers that I had put on there from that day had already dropped their seeds, and there's little sprouts coming up on his in the dirt already, which is so amazing. And so it's like whatever this life force, however it works, whatever it does, it really needs the spaciousness. It really needs that fertile soil of quiet time. And journaling is a great way to kind of let that pour through, and holding quiet spaces, you know, like just sitting or walking is really helpful as well. Play, play, play. So if it would be helpful, not kidding, put sticky notes up that say, have fun, play. don't take anything seriously, right? Like, that's actually the theme of one of the weeks. But you'll be surprised how seriously we take ourselves without realizing it sometimes. So really, you know, noticing and reminding ourselves, like, play, because we can do the same thing from a place of like, or a place of, yeah, who gives a shit? Let's go. Like, let's have a good time. Hence my website insight earlier. I'm like, oh, well, that'd be fun. exploration without limits. So whenever you think you know, you don't know. I'm not trying to be condescending, speaking to myself as well. Whenever we think we know, we don't know. So, oh, well, then I'd have to do this, that, and the other. Oh, well, then I'd have to write the copy. I'd have to like spend 50,000 hours trying to figure out the right marketing messaging. And then I'd have to do another photo shoot. And then no, on. No, you don't. So that's obviously an exaggeration, but that's kind of what goes through my head sometimes, is like, well, it would take this, 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 and this, and this to do this thing. No, maybe that's one way that could happen, but there's a ton of other ways that it could also happen, and that are potentially a lot more fun, a lot easier. A question that one of my coaches fielded to me last year that really actually was awesome of her to do was, what if it was easy? What if it was easy? And I was like, oh, well, that's nice. So exploration without limits. Suspending disbelief, similar family to exploration without limits. So this one, suspending disbelief, I learned from Mary Morrissey at her LA 3-day conference workshop at the LA Conference Center. But it changed my life. And suspending disbelief, like, I don't believe it's possible for me to do this. Like, this sounds so, I have no idea how that would ever happen, right? That kind of thing. Okay, the cool thing is we don't have to believe it. We don't have to, this is going to go counter to what a lot of the personal development stuff says, but I'm going to say it anyway. We don't have to believe it's possible in order to make it happen for ourselves, right? Like, a lot of what I've created in my life so far, I didn't really actually believe was possible until I was living it. And I'm still like, how the heck? So belief is just our very serious opinion about something, right? It's a series of thoughts that have crystallized into opinion, that have then have crystallized into some kind of a structure around something. But it doesn't make it true, and it doesn't make it necessary for us to do the thing. So suspending disbelief. Future self, intuitive self. For those of you who are not familiar with future self, I will link the workbook in here. Or intentional identity or intuitive identity. Actually, I will link that in there, maybe on the next call. So this is essentially like the most awesome, amazing, badass version of myself, which for me is some kind of combination of like She-Ra, Lady Gaga, and Bjork. What would that version of myself, how would she show up? What would she do today? What would she choose? Who would she call, right? Like, what kind of crazy shit would she get up to? So it's a really fun way of getting out of our own egoic narrative, right? Our own like self-contained identity and our stories about that. And we get to kind of try on the ways of being that that intuitively we know our highest self embodies, or our thrive mode self embodies. And it doesn't have to be, it's not that you're not her right now or you, anything, it's a sense of tapping into what's truer than limitation, or tapping into what's truer than any aspect of your personality at present that's holding you back from thriving. Feeling an intuition, authentic yes, authentic no, I don't know. Trust your gut, listen to your gut. It doesn't have to make sense at all. Like, huh, I just got this really weird nudge to call Bob, and I remember that he's in whatever, right? Like, just go with it. I won't go into this at length right now, but we stop ourselves. we question our intuition so much, right? Our logic is like, I don't know about that. Bob is this, that, and the other. Or like, remember when Bob, blah, blah, blah. I mean, if Bob's a bad guy, that's one thing. But our logic will be like, why would you call Bob? Like, he doesn't have $150,000. What could he ever help you with on your journey, right? And it's like, well, maybe Bob actually could, but we don't have a clue. So follow your intuition and that inner knowing or your gut feeling. Listen for it, right? In that space of awareness and presence and curiosity and openness and quiet time. Listen for intuition, ideas that just come out of nowhere, feelings that come out of nowhere. Sometimes it's a knowing without necessarily an understanding of the knowing, like cognitively. Sometimes there is, but not often. And then intention and choice. So we're on this kind of open sailboat out at sea. Like, we've got our compass, we're heading, you know, toward the summer theme, and we also get to use intention and choice. And it's the fun dance of being a human, is like this passive active thing where we get to surrender as much as we get to steer, in a sense, and not use theory. So intention and choice. Feel into the times when a decision does need to be made versus when it doesn't. I think we convince ourselves that decisions, all these things need to happen. Really, they don't. We kind of like future trip or forecast, catastrophize all the things that would need to happen. And maybe we do, maybe we don't. But the point here is like, what choice actually needs to be made, or what choices are revealing themselves to us or presenting themselves to us. And then, you know, intention, bringing in the intention of our core values. So I put the core values here to just kind of also help you maybe revisit or reflect or distill your top five core values that are related to fun and joy. And that's where we get to utilize our intentional parts. All right, so those are the hows, like the embodiment of all of this, that is enormously helpful for creating, doing, being, experiencing things that we may not have a clue how we're going to go about doing it. And here are some questions for you to like use with yourself or have your friends, family use with you, to help you get in the practice of thinking outside of the way you typically think. Okay, not to say the way you typically think is bad or you're not good at it, but these are really, really helpful. Like, okay, so what if, you know, da 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 da, or like, what if it did work? Or, you know, what if this instead? Or what if questions are really great. And they're kind of that like childlike curiosity. What else, or what else is possible? This is a great one to ask like 5 times in a row or 10 times in a row. Like, what else is possible? What else? What else? And that will lead us deeper and deeper, deeper into out of our typical thinking and deeper into our own intuitive like information system. If I were thinking way outside the box, what might I do here? What would really make this fun? What would I actually really, really want to do here? What action would I take if I were my favorite character? Who can I enroll to join me in this adventure? Who can help me think outside the box? So there's some support there too. And feel free to, of course, like add to this. All right, so 4 weeks, and then we're gonna do a share. We'll wrap out. So month one, June, July. So we've got 4 weeks that I'm going to invite you to put on this way of being, step into this way of being, embrace this way of being, embody it, invent it, right? So be in that space of nothingness and with like the flavor of whatever the theme of the week is. Week one is fun and play. So the first thing I want you ladies to get like tapped into, myself included, especially with my website, is fun and play. So maybe on the bathroom mirror, maybe on your morning alarm clock if you have one, maybe in your journal, a sticky note that's like, this week's theme is fun and play. something to help you hold space for remembering, oh yeah, okay, this week, fun and play. How can I gamify my life? How can I have more fun? How can I tap into play? And it can be in all regards, right? And especially specifically the thing that we've shared tonight as our summer theme. So fun and play. And then at the end of the week, so we'll do a Thursday recurring. So like Wednesday evening, you can, or ongoing, you can, you know, write down three ways I've tapped into fun and play specific to my treasure hunt this week. What did I discover, learn, experience, enjoy, or love? Also, you can add like, what did I feel challenged by? Where did my gremlins come up, right? Just like kind of pour out your experience. What you're doing here is you're like, you're an anthropologist in your own life. You're an anthropologist in your own treasure scavenger hunt, where you're like stepping out of your own norm enough to be able to kind of be this new, fresh, inventive self. And so I have a lot of fun with that in terms of like, what did I discover today, right? Or like, how was it for me to go about this way? Or to like with Mary Morrissey's workshop, I remember suspending disbelief was like, because I'm so logical, right? Like, I was like, I did research at Berkeley, damn it. Like, I can't suspend disbelief. But so doing that for me was this, I would do these exercises every day. I think it was 3 or 6 months that her like self-study program was. And I remember like, I learned so much about myself just through like reflecting on embodying that new way of being or that new like practice. So you get to be your own anthropologist of your own self in life. Week two, curiosity and openness, which I spoke to. Slowing down is a huge part of this. It's a huge part of everything, but slowing down, right? When we slow down, the assumptions or the preconceived notions can do their thing, and then we have a spaciousness to be curious and open. Week three, no big deal. Who cares? I like, who gives a shit? So this is where we get to embody this attitude, this way of being of like, it's no big deal. Who cares about any aspect of the project? For me right now, on top of mind is copywriting. If I were to approach my website copywriting from a perspective of like, no big deal, who cares? You guys, I'd probably have it done by tomorrow afternoon. Honestly, it'd probably be better than if I took it seriously. Actually, it will be. So no big deal. Who cares? Basically, stop taking ourselves so seriously. Get out of our own way. Who cares, right? Really, though. And trying that on. This one's stretchy in my experience working with several clients who tend to kind of like things feel like a big deal. Not to say they're not, but things feel like a big deal, or they care a lot about like, what will people think about me, or what would people think if I did this thing? So this is a great practice to embody if you're going to in week three anyways. And then week four is triple dog dare. So hearkening back to summer camp, triple dog daring yourself to do the thing, right? Again, with all of this underneath you of fun and play, plus curiosity and openness, plus no big deal, who cares? A triple dog dare myself to submit my copy to my web designer by Sunday evening, whatever it looks like, come hell or high water, and like it's cool, right? Like, so I triple dog dare myself to put the photos on my website that are just like not the photos I'm trying to have on there, but they're the ones I have, kind of thing, right? Triple dog dare myself to call that person that I think might have a connection for me, or might know somebody that could help me with this. Or I triple dog dare myself to coach my first client, paid client. Or I triple dog dare myself to stand in line all night for a shih tzu. But so triple dog dare, right? So it's fun, but it's also something that like there's a bit of resistance around it. So kind of tip you into the direction of doing it. All right. So I will do my best to actually, nope. I'm going to, since my check-ins are on Fridays, my Facebook lives are on Fridays, I will speak to this and kind of seed this on Fridays as well. And like, just, you know, week number two, you know, week two theme, et cetera, and just kind of speak to that, see how it's going. And then, you know, share, I'll post like specifically around the summer treasure hunt weekly theme on Fridays. And then I'll do like a separate Facebook Live that I'll probably reference the thing. So feel free to share. Like, this is an adventure that we get to play in together. Someday this is going to actually turn into, like I said, like module 6 is going to actually be like a whole worldwide treasure hunt that everybody in LFP is up to, or a lot of people in LFP, whoever wants to play, is up to. And we're going to have like a whole treasure hunt part of the forum when I have the learning management system website set up, and we'll have like photos and shares and, you know, all kinds of really cool stuff. Like, I want it to feel like a treasure hunt. But for now, we'll use Facebook. A few fun ideas. Create an interactive vision board. So inspirations and possibilities. Or a slide deck. These will both be in the new LFP eventually. Document your adventure. So scrapbook or journal. Beginning or end of the day reflections. Anything around your core values or fun and play. And photos. Like, photo document your treasure hunt. Here's some ideas for research, like online researching and actually real world stuff too, volunteering apprenticeships. This is more for like LFP as a larger kind of purpose, but there's some cool stuff there. And then here are some tips around vision channeling and insight journaling here. Remember your intentional identity. Movies, podcasts, and stories are always a great way to stretch your imaginations. And then interesting and inspiring people also, and we'll talk about that more later on in the journey, but like, who do you know that is modeling or living or showing up in a way that is aligned with how you want to, and like, find out more about them, you know, connect with them, research them, etc. That's for a little down the road. All right, so I'm going to stop my share here. Any questions about anything that I covered? Okay, cool. Who's feeling excited about this? Who's feeling, okay, one, two. Who's feeling nervous about it? Okay. Awesome. Layla, did you, was that you?
Yeah, sorry, because I can't raise my hand. Sorry. I feel excited.
Excited. Awesome. Yay. So who needs to hop off? I'd love to do a share as we wrap out here. Okay. Yay. So we'll round robin it. I'm going to sit out this round. I'll just, you know, invite one of you to ask the question to the next of you. And feel free to utilize this, like, the follow-up question of, like, what else or what else? And we'll try to keep this to, like, maybe 2 minutes each or 2 to 3 minutes each so that we don't go too long. But let's see how much fun we can have with this. So the question is, what might it look like if you embody total fun and play around your theme this week? What might it look like, be like, feel like, if you embody fun and play, bring that theme into your summer theme? And how might that be different than otherwise, than if you just kind of like how you usually or normally do things? All right. I will have Layla ask Mia.
Okay. So Mia, what would it look like if you embodied total fun and play this week, and how that might be different than other weeks, or what you have been normally doing. Oh, it's on mute, Mia. Sorry.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was on mute. This is specific to the project, right? So Fawn, my idea changed during like the last
talk.
Because as you were sharing about the website, it just came to me, no, there's something I actually want to work on for the next 8 weeks. Like it's something, so I want to substitute this new thing in, because it is something I've been, you know, exactly like that dirty laundry pile, which is what I talked about last time we had this call. It's really getting, I need to look for book agents, you know, for my book. I mean, this is something I've been, you know, like I was like, oh, I'm gonna marinate in this because I just finished, but now it's been like at least 2 months, so like enough marinating. I need to like get, you know. And this week actually it came, I was talking to a client of mine who is on a career coach, and she was like, you need to, and she actually was like, send me the book, I'm gonna read it and then we'll talk. Well, she finished it in 2 days. I was like blown away. She was like, I just couldn't stop reading it. And it was, so she's like, I'm going to tell you right now, normally I wouldn't do this as a coach, but I'm going to tell you what to do. And it is stop editing and you need to get it out there. She was like, because it's a gift. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like it was, you know, the universe speaking through her. So we made a plan. She's like, what about once a week? You just reach out to one agent, you know, it doesn't matter who, because my whole logical mind was like, yeah, but I need to do research to find the right one. I don't want to get a wrong agent. Who, I mean, at this point, it's like, you know, an agent is an agent, but she's like, yeah, how are you going to know who is the right agent? What is the criteria, you know? And I'm like, yeah. I don't know. She's like, the right one will come to you. Just put in the, you know, just one a week. And one a week feels doable, right? I mean, I don't know. So this week kind of opened up this space in my head, at least like, okay, let's do this. I will do this. So it's great that you're talking about this now, because maybe this will force me to even more like a kick in the ass, like to, because I would love by the end of the summer to have the possibility of, oh my gosh, and maybe it's wishful thinking, you know, but to like have the possibility of, yeah, having an agent and to be published by next year. Yay! And because like this is really like what she, it's the portal into my dream life. Like this book is really the portal. Like it has everything. It has everything lined up. So I have to step through that portal. Because I was telling her, you know, oh, but I'm so busy now with work. I just have so much going on. She was just like, why are you kind of, you know, using that as an excuse? Because if this is your dream life, why are you letting all the other shit pile on, you know, and delaying this one thing that's the key? I'm like, yeah, but I need to earn some money. Like, it's really weird, you know, just weird logic. So I've got to, yeah, that's my treasure hunt. But how to make it fun, I don't know right now. I don't know. I'm going to make a, you know, an Excel, what is it? Excel, yeah. Excel list. So that doesn't seem like fun at all.
But what if it was? So Layla, I'll invite you to ask the question again.
Yeah. Okay. So how, in what ways would you make it fun?
In the research? Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's always, maybe if I just tap into it without the stress of fear of rejection, right? Because I think that's the biggest thing is, oh my gosh, I'm gonna email these people, I'm not gonna hear back, like probably. So that fear, so if I'm not afraid of the rejection, maybe the research part is actually fun, you know, to see who these agents are, who their clients are, maybe like find books or memoirs or whatever that I like and see who their agent is. That's what I was doing like months ago, but I stopped because it felt too overwhelming. But yeah, I just need to find one a week, so that's doable. Yeah, and I think just tapping into the feeling of, wow, this is, maybe that agent will be the, you know, like you just never know, it could be a match. So maybe it's kind of like, I've never done online dating, I don't know the swiping right left, but maybe it's kind of, I can make it like that. Maybe it's a match, and then maybe it's not, you know what I mean? A week later it's like, it's not a match, but
yes,
But every week could be like the potential of maybe it's a match.
Put that on a post-it.
Maybe it's a match.
Maybe it could be a match, and just like have it there so every time you're researching, it's a reminder. Like, maybe it could be a match.
Yeah. You know, that's so weird that this just came out. Maybe it's a match, because literally, like, when I talked to the career coach last time, she was saying, this came out of me. I said, the universe is the best matchmaker. I just blurted that out, you know? And then so I wrote that on a post-it note. But now, yeah, maybe it's a match. I think this matching theme is coming back. Ooh, maybe that's a sign. I think I'm trying to, the universe is giving a message here. There's something going on. Love it. Yeah. Thank you, girls.
Yes, Mia, this energy is what I'm talking about. That's yes. This is exactly.
It's a match. Exclamation mark. Yeah, no, maybe. I'm not going to put a maybe in front of it. It's a match. Let's shorten it. Thanks.
Yes. Yes, this energy. So what's awesome, Mia, is that, and I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to you, as much as I'm talking to everybody, because I know it to be true. And it's just like certain things feel super arduous and I create a whole thing around them, right? But like this energy that you have right now, the energy that we feel when we talk about these things, we can bring this energy into actually doing it. You can channel this in, you can tap into, maybe even you like high five that it's a match sticky note as before you start working, as before you start looking for agents to signify, tapping in, right? I'm tapping into the universal matchmaker. Let's go, right? And really embrace and embody that. Yeah. Awesome. And so there's been some really interesting animal totem symbolism going on in my world lately. So a couple of you know this because we've been exchanging photos and synchronicities around it. But Mia, I have to say, right when you started, like the energy, you were like, and you started talking about this and how you like it came to you and shifted into it. Shit you not. There is a toad about this big that just boing, boing, boing through my door. And it's just like eating so many bugs right now, which is wonderful, but also it's a very big toad. And I happen to know, because a big, might be the same little guy, big guy, when I was having my grieving banana cookie dance night, when I was like, making the cookies, this big ass toad came through the door and I was like, would you like a cookie, sir? I was like, what are you doing here? It took me off guard. So I looked up the totem, what the animal represents. No, you go that way. I'm good on that. Thank you, sir. He wants to invent himself. He's going through my fanny pack. So I looked up the toad symbolism, and I just want to read a couple of things, Mia, that, I don't think it can be a coincidence here. The toad as a spirit animal is symbolic of growth. If you have toad as your spirit guide, consider yourself lucky and pay attention. It symbolizes the transient nature of life and the transformation that is present in times of important change. Has a strong association with the water element. And there's one more thing. Other symbolic meanings of the toad are luck, purity, renewal, healing, dreaming, metamorphosis, and opportunity. Mm. So there you go.
Exciting. Thank you for sharing that. Mm.
Okay, who's up next? Who'd like to go next? Oh, sorry, Mia, would you, let's see, you want to ask Ren?
Okay, so Ren, the same question, right?
Yeah.
So what, how can you bring fun into your summer theme treasure hunt project?
Oh, that is an excellent question. And I'm like trying to rack my brain around how to do that. Cause I think the smaller part of the treasure hunt, which would be how to actually sell 10 of my gift boxes, which aren't even finished yet, will play into the larger goal. So I'm going to start with that. Also because that's easier. No, it's not. I lied. It's not easier. How to make it fun ways to market a puppy play date gift, back to school gift box, basically like stationery and stuff for school.
So not necessarily fun ways to market it, but what would it be like if you approached it, if like it was, you were having fun, right? If there was that embodiment of fun. Sorry, I'm just jumping in there.
No. That's good though. That's a good point. Well, I'm not sure. Because I get excited when I'm working, you know, like I'm working on it. I get excited, like, and I take process pictures, like after I'm done working on it, working on a watercolor for the day, I take a picture of it and I post it on my social media, and I share it as much as I can. I show my husband, but I'm like, there's nobody. There's really nobody. I mean, outside of like social media, there's not really anybody I can share it with right now. It's like not like in real life, you know, but like I try to share it as much as I can because I get excited. So I'm like, oh, look at the thing I made, or look at the thing I'm working on, you know. And it's like that's fun for me because I get excited about it, so it's fun. But like, what else would be fun? My friend who owns a gallery in Rockton, and I've got some pieces with her. And some paint kits and stuff with her. She's doing, she's participating in like the annual Rockton downtown sidewalk sale next month. And I'm thinking there might be an opportunity there, but I'm not sure how, because I'm probably going to be out of town that weekend. So, But I like participating in that stuff because it is fun for me, because it's like, it's only a day, it's only for like a couple of hours or whatever. So it's not too taxing and it's just fun to be around people and stuff for a couple hours. But yeah, I feel like I'm just beating myself over the head with a roadblock right now. I think I need to sleep on it. Either that or, you know, just penises. Because my husband walked in here earlier and he just like flapped his penis at me and walked away. He's like, what you doing? I'm like, I'm in my ladies group meeting. You need to go away now.
That's what I'm talking about. That level of fun and play.
That's one of the things I love about him. He just like does silly shit and just walks away. I'm like, okay.
That's honestly kind of the level of fun and play I'm talking about. Like that's what I'm talking about. It's like, okay, logical, practical. Okay, I could do this, I could do that. But like, what if I was like ridiculously having fun and I was being ridiculously playful? What might I do from that space?
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna need to sleep on it, honestly. Just penises.
Do you want to phone a friend? Meaning, would you like to, any ideas from the group here?
Yes, I would love that. Thank you.
Ladies.
The only thing that I like came up with when you were just sharing is, because I connect with this too, about like being able to share it and show it.
Yeah.
Is like, they're... is other than just like putting it out there on your social media, are there like groups that like do this, that are like creative groups or like masterminds that you like share your artwork or your products, or that people are just like really into looking at what you've created and sharing what they've created and talking about what they've created and how they've created it? And like, I don't know where you find that, because I don't like create in the same way artistically, but I know that I like really enjoy being able to talk about it too, like person to person, or like small group, you know, within a small group. So like, where are those people? Like, are there avenues to find those people and groups of people to nerd out, right? Like I like my math group at lunch to like nerd out what's new on Desmos, right. Like, you know, but like you got to find that, I don't know, that group. That sounds really, it would be really cool for you to do.
I'm glad you mentioned that because there is a small, I think it's still small, stationary creators group on Facebook that branched off from the Artist Alley Network International group recently. And I kind of forgot about it because I'd been working on stuff, but didn't have anything to actually post there yet. So I need to look up the group again because I joined it, and then I don't know if there's a whole lot of activity on there right now because it's still pretty new too.
Yeah, so
glad that you mentioned that because the Artist Alley group is a really, it's a good group to share with, but they have their set days that you can only share like certain things on this day or that day.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be careful about self-promotion and this and that and whatever. And it's like, oh my God, it's awesome. But it's also frustrating because I keep forgetting to post anything on the share days. So like just finding like some more smaller groups that you can just share whatever all the time would definitely be ideal. So I'm going to look into that a little bit more too. Thank you.
Yeah. And sometimes if you get feedback too, you can even create your own little connective group. Like my only connection there is like they're in a mom group. Like I joined like Babies Due July 2016, but then like a group of moms that like ended up like being more active, like kind of broke off and just like had their own Snapchat group or text messaging group. And then it's like, that's like even more intimate. And so maybe if there's people that like continuously respond or that are more active, you could say, hey, like we can keep bombarding the group or like, do you want to like connect, you know, even more individually?
Yeah, that's awesome. Like,
yeah. I want people to love on your stuff and, you know, feel it from everyone, you know?
Right.
Awesome. All right. For the sake of time, I'm going to keep going around the circle here. But if anybody else has ideas to help Ren drop into play more as she goes about this, please post in the Facebook group or just to Ren. Ren, would you be? Oh, perfect. Ren, would you like to ask Jazz?
Yes, Jazz. I wrote it down because I was forgetting, but then I moved it. Okay, so what would it look like for you to embody the fun and play around your big summer treasure hunt?
So, I wrote actually similar to you. I wrote like what makes it really fun, like after I synthesize and like do the work or reflect, is like just sharing and talking about it and like being like, this is the cool thing I learned, or like this is like the clarity that I found, or whatever. So like after the intensive, I like connected with a couple people and like it was just so fun. So I think the main part around it, like afterwards, is like finding a way to talk and share with people who are like interested in listening, and not just what is it like when people just like entertain you? Because like my husband like, will
non-consensual non-consensual coaching.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. So like Joel will definitely sit and listen and I'd be like, great. Okay. You know, so finding maybe like the same thing as I was telling you, like finding a way or like group or just like reaching out to people that I think would enjoy having like a conversation to share around that. And while I'm doing it, I think I wrote like documenting like my progress because I really like seeing. I like the idea. I don't know. You had a list there. I'm going to go back through it and look at your stuff, but I liked like an idea of either like a photo document or like just, I almost like envision, you know, at like pizza places where they put like the order on the thing and just like the order goes on like the pokey thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, at literally every time I do something, like get a pokey thing and like put my thing like on the pokey thing.
Right.
Some version of that. I like, this was super stretchy for me. For some reason, this whole call was super stretchy for me. So I like, in my soul, I'm like ridiculously fun and playful. And then like, I had such a hard time tonight, like translating that into like ideas and like real things that I could do in my life. To be that way or think that way. I really liked like the deeper questions that you brought up, like how to like think outside the box, because when I like look back to what I, hey, sorry. Are you okay? Oh, cool. I could use like 15 more minutes.
Is it a penis?
Huh? No, that would be fun. No, can you close it up? my eyes would have been way bigger. If you, he goes, if I was naked. but just like the outside the box questions, like my, all of my thoughts and when I shared at first were like, I realized like very in all of my boxes, like nothing was outside of any of my boxes. And then when Mia was talking, like, she's like, if this is my dream, like, why am I not diving through the portal? And like, that's how my soul feels too. And like, that's what Joel said to me too. Like at the start of the summer, I just actually found out, I thought I was going to teach summer school for the new school that I'm going to be working for. And like, I found out I'm not. So my whole entire summer is just like completely wide open. And Joel's like, that happened for a reason. That happened because it had to. That happened because like you're like diving into this and like this is your sole focus. And I want to like infuse fun and play, but I realized there was so much resistance tonight to like thinking about what that looks like for me, or like what fun and play look like for me in general, out in my box and outside of my box. So even like my ideas about what would be fun that I just shared about like, oh, talking and sharing and like documenting my progress, like that just still feels so inside my box. When you were like, I don't know, like, I just don't know what would be ridiculously fun and playful. I don't know. It's making me think like maybe I have a lid on it all the time.
I struggle you with know? That too, though. Yeah. I struggle with that too. I'm like a quiet fun haver. You know?
And, but like, I'm not like, there's a lid on it. I just like picked up on that now. I used to like, when I was like, man, like when I was like, felt like I was really thriving, like I was like wilder in my like fun explosion. I'm like, am I like, I'm not like expressing that like excitability the same way anymore, or like that enthusiasm the same way anymore. And like, I'm like, I've got a lid on some of my stuff right now. So I like want to feel like I'm also diving through the portal. Thanks, Mia. Yeah. So I could probably use suggestions, but yeah.
Really great noticing, Jazz. Thanks for speaking to that.
I'd love for everyone to share as we go. Like you said, Fawn, you're going to like facilitate that, but like, it would be so helpful for me to hear like when or how you guys do something that was like really fun and like silly and playful, or even, I don't know, anything that would, you know, just continue the spark.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. I'll start the thread in the Facebook group. If engagement seems low, then I'm totally excited also to have like a smaller WhatsApp group or Marco Polo group or whatever, whoever's interested.
I can see those now.
Yay! Awesome. Because, you know, that's a great way to do things too. Yeah, Jazz, that's really interesting noticing there. And I'm excited for you to take that into your week and see what happens. Like, what's that lid all about?
Yeah.
And maybe not even like, what's the lid about? Like, could be important, could be not, but like what happens when you're like, oh yeah, there's a lid. Pew, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. Let's see. And Jazz, would you be willing to ask Layla? And then I think that's what we're both.
Yeah. Layla. I would love to hear how you think you might embody just total fun and play around your theme this week, and how that might be different or look different than what you're thinking it is right now, or what it looks like right now.
Yeah, that was it was a little hard for me to answer that question, but I took some notes. And I also just want to quickly add that, like, I know how you feel, Jasmine, about the lid. Like, I think I felt like that for a very long time, with the exception of maybe the last few months. So I hope, I know how you feel, and it's definitely not something that's going to last. So yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that and being open with us. I think the first thing is, like, every day I start my day with, like, what do I need to do? What do I, like, what task do I need to accomplish today? Like, that's like such a boring way to start your day. And I think that, because you're just thinking logistically, and I think that's, there's definitely some value there, because you're just very conscious on, you know, like, I think thinking ahead, and just taking care of the tasks that you need to do. But I think I still think it's important to do the things that I need to do, the tasks that I need to do, like do my to-do list. But I think instead, if I ask myself what I would love to do, or what would I love to be, do, experience, or have, I think that would just shift my mentality. And I think that the actions would evolve, or the actions would come after that. You know, it's the mind first, you know, not the stuff that you do. So that was a really good reminder. And I think I do something very similar with Mia, with what you were saying, Mia, was sometimes like what I interpreted was over researching and then contacting people, right? Or over researching and then doing something. But then I'm like, maybe I shouldn't over research and I should just do and see what happens. I think that has kind of slowed me down when I over research or overthink. So I think making, like, kind of shifting there too. Some other ways I can play and have fun is I love to organize, and I love living minimally. Right? Yes. When you did the Marie Kondo, like, read the book, like, I went through that process a few years ago, and I'd like to revisit it, because I have I think I have a lot of things around me that don't spark joy or don't serve a purpose, right? So I'm really energized to go through that again. And I used to do a regular morning routine, and I think that doing that on a regular basis, which would include, you know, asking myself, like, what would I love to do, be, or experience, or have? So having a good morning routine again, and like doing balance exercises. I used to love doing that, and I like to incorporate that into my regular routine again. Dedicating, like, even if it's not a lot, but like dedicating a little space every single day towards moving to a tropical place for the next few months. That would be, like I said, even if it's just 30 minutes a day, I think getting in the habit of just doing it makes me very excited. Documenting my progress in a journal. And then this week has been crazy busy with a particular client, and he's demanding a lot in a very short period of time. And he's realizing that his demands are getting a little expensive, and we need to slow things down. And he's awesome. He's awesome. And he's like pushed us to like these crazy levels, but I'm actually really excited that he wants to slow down. And like, even if he's not paying us as much, and it got to the point, like, I know it's kind of personal, but it got to the point where he wasn't paying us on time, which was a big issue. And so like, we all agreed that we would slow down the work. So like, I'm really excited about, okay, now that I have a space, like, what can I teach our first assistant, right? Or like my assistant, who is like my first assistant. Like, what can I teach?
Layla! Oh my God. Sorry, not sorry. Oh my God, that's amazing. Congratulations. Oh, thank you. That's huge.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I forgot I haven't shared it with you. It's been, we've had him for 3 months now. Yeah.
Amazing. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been a learning curve because I gave him too much responsibility at first, and then we had to go back and fix all the work. So now I'm revisiting what I could improve on, so that way it's less work. So that way, like, we just get the task done and it's less work for me. Cause I'm taking on way more. I'm taking on like way more stuff than I need, way more stuff. So now that I have space, I can kind of think creatively, okay, what can we do? You know, what can we, like, what do I need to train him on? What can he help me with? So I can be creative and plan this fucking trip, you know, or he helped me plan this trip, you know, which I like the trip planning. So, those are my answers. Those are the notes I took. Thank you for asking. Those are my answers.
That's wonderful. You're in touch with a number of different things that are fun and play for you, which is really incredible. I mean, you had a list of what you want to incorporate and like ways that you mentally and like tactilely want to really make that part of your day and like part of your experience, which is so fun. Yeah, that sounded fun just listening to you. So if you want to share in any of that, especially the organizing stuff, you feel free.
Yes.
To send me pictures or polo me or FaceTime, and I will look at your organized drawer and drool over it.
Oh my God, definitely.
I would love that. Yeah. And then the only other like follow-up was that I was thinking about as you said that is you kept saying that you like love to plan and love to plan the trip. Like, do you do like, how do you, or would it, do you have ways of to make that fun? Like a vision board or like some of those other things that Fawn had brought up, like, are you a, I don't know, slides person, or does it go on a document, or how does it like, how do you like see it?
Oh, good question. I haven't done a vision board in a really long time, but one thing I love to do that has worked for me, especially when I get overwhelmed or kind of scared or intimidated by it, is like, I write down in my phone, like all the reasons why this would be great and how it would make my life better. So when I'm fearful, which can like that can be easily triggered from time to time, I read it, or I read it every day. I read it every day anyway. It's like part of my morning is like I wake up and like I just read. I read it, and it's like, you know, I'm starting my day thinking about how my life would be better, or how my in what ways am I
going to finger on the pulse?
Yeah. So that works. Cool. Listening to motivational videos in the morning, that helps a lot, stretching or doing balance exercises. So I haven't done it in a while. So thanks for asking, because now I'm thinking more about what else I can do to do that. And yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Have fun.
Thanks. Thank you.
Great follow-up question, Chaz. Layla, I just had this moment of when you said motivational videos in the morning. So Layla, it's our 4-year anniversary or 5?
So I think we started in 2017, right? 2017?
I think so. So Layla was, she's one of the OGs. She's like one of the LFP founding members. Mm-hmm. And I remember, oh my God, I'm feeling a lot around this right now. It's amazing. When you and Eddie were like planning your dream life together, like even before you got married, but then like, and you made that amazing wedding happen and you guys were planning like just this life that you wanted to create together. And I remember in the morning, you guys would watch those videos together. That's so cool. And now here you are.
Yeah. I remember like emailing you about it and telling you, oh, I'm doing this morning routine. And like, cause I would give you for you guys, everyone's reference, like I would give Fawn like daily updates. And one of them, I think I would constantly tell her like how much the motivational videos like help me in the morning, you know, and I don't know why I stopped doing it. Like, it's, you know, maybe I felt like I didn't need it, but at the same time, it's like good to have, it's good to have that around. Yeah.
You guys would, you would watch like travel blog, like travel, inspirational travel bloggers and vloggers, like before you went to Southeast Asia and like lived your life. Now you're travelers. Like you're doing, just so cool. I'm having a moment.
This is funny, but like I watch them now, like not all travel videos, like some bloggers, like no vloggers know way more than I do. But when I'm searching for new ones, I watch it. I'm like, oh my God, I know so much more than you. No, I'm just kidding. Oh gosh.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
Yeah. It's, it feels very full circle. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, ladies. So the last thing we'll do here and we'll wrap out is I would like, ceremony is very important and our culture, our lives don't involve a lot of ceremony with the exception of kind of like the standardized Western, you know, ceremony, like birthdays, Christmas, whatever. Ceremony is very important and it's very powerful. And I don't mean to make this sound serious at all. In fact, I would love to invite us together. If you're willing, you can just raise your hand. I would love to invite us together to like begin this treasure hunt together for the next, I don't know exactly how many days, but until August 31st. And we're going to have fun. We're going to see what's possible and we're going to play and we're going to do our best to show up for ourselves and do this together as a group. Who's in? All right. Da-da-da. Awesome. So that is a ceremonious representation and indication that we are all now sending that energy to ourselves, to the universe, to each other, that this is real. We're doing it. We're going to have a blast doing it. And on August 31st, we'll close the ceremony or we may continue. We'll see. But very informal, but important thing to do as we embark on the next couple of months of adventure. Awesome. All right. I will post in the Facebook group. Let me know if you prefer other methods of sharing, being together, doing things. I'm, of course, totally open and flexible and really excited to see what we get up to in the next month or so before the next call. All right, ladies. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited about
this. Good night, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for going over. You ladies are the best.
Thank you. Good night.